Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish. What are we talking about today, Tristan?
Today, I thought we should try to talk about politics and everything that happened in the past couple of days because it was kind of hectic, right?
It was very hectic, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was very hectic, and I kind of wanted to see what it is. Not necessarily even see what you thought about it, just kind of discuss it. And I'm not very big on politics. I don't know if you are.
I am not.
Okay, so we're not.
I'm not big on it, but like, I try to keep up, I guess, if that makes sense. Not like actively 24/7 I'm on the news, but like generally what's going on.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow, I find out.
Okay, because kind of the same with me. I definitely don't watch the news frequently. I don't have live cable to even just sit there. Technically, we just got Sling, so I guess I lied there, but I don't necessarily just sit there and watch the news, just like you said, but I have been kind of trying to keep in tabs with the whole thing that happened in DC. And you know that I recently started teaching, and part of it, we kind of had a whole discussion about it in that Friday morning meeting, and kind of felt like now we have to talk about this, you know, because everybody else was bringing it up. So yeah, go ahead.
Is this why you wouldn't tell me what we were talking about today?
Yeah.
I see. Did you think I was gonna say no?
Not that you were gonna say no, but kind of just it gave you, I don't know, it was more spontaneous.
For me, not for you. You yeah, knew what we were talking about, but okay, for me.
I feel like that's how more of our topics should be.
I don't know. I don't know where I first found out that there was something happening in the Capitol. I think it was Snapchat. There was like four different like organizations, or I guess news outlets that are like breaking news.
Yeah. Power of social media.
Rioters have like got into the Capitol or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell is happening? And you know, all the social media platforms, the memes were endless. So yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then honestly, I just feel like it makes no sense, because literally during the summer, like, people were just outside asking for Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like freaking everybody come out for our peaceful protest. Mostly peaceful protests, of course. You know, there were some people.
There's always some people,
but the overall majority were peacefully protesting. And then you have like people invading the Capitol and whatnot, and nobody is really like doing nothing.
Right.
And it's just like, how does this make sense? Peaceful protest was like, oh wow, we need guns, we need riot gear. But the actual riot got nothing.
Got nothing, yeah. So that was one thing that just really stood out. And a lot of people are kind of, especially Black Twitter, is looking at this like, wow, you know, when we were having our protests, it was like they had to be decked out in riot gear and protective gear and all of that. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, Blue Lives Matter. But then now more people are questioning, why didn't Blue Lives Matter there in the Capitol when, you know, I believe it was four of the officers there died?
Was it four? I remember two. I don't know. But officers did die, and there's literally nobody talking about Blue Lives Matter. Yeah, which is crazy, because like it mattered during the summer.
Right.
But now, you know, you got people that went in there on purpose to like be up to no good.
Oh wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
So yes, some officers died. We're not exactly sure the exact amount, but nevertheless, you know, people did pass away. And it's just like, where are all the Blue Lives Matter for the people who passed away in the at the Capitol? Because, oh, you know where they are? They're the people who are rioting at that point, because right. A lot of them are like veterans or like active duty people who are still serving, or police officers. So, like, when it's y'all against y'all, blue lives don't matter at that point.
Right. But really, it's not even about the protest. So the main focus there is that Trump started the whole thing. Like, he incited that riot. And what I really want to talk about is just his, well, basically he's on his way out, right? And I don't know if you've been keeping up with that, but they are, after the whole riot situation, you know, like Facebook and Twitter.
They banned him. Pinterest banned him too.
Everybody is just...
I mean, he could upload a picture or something. But yeah, even Pinterest banned him.
A lot of sites are doing that.
The best meme was, like, at this point, he's just going to play games on his phone because, like, all the social media sites are banning
just
him. And they're trying to impeach him before his term is over.
Yeah, so they want to do a second impeachment, which I guess a lot of people did kind of get that confused with the first time. A lot of people celebrated because, like, oh, Trump was impeached, right? And I guess there was a lot of confusion there because a lot of people thought that impeachment just meant, you know, immediate removal of that president. But, you know, there's different levels of impeachment, and that doesn't necessarily mean that he's just going to be removed at that point, right? And this time they're trying to do a second impeachment and have Pence take over, right? Have him, you know, what it is, the 25th Amendment. They kind of wanted him to use that, say that Trump is no longer fit as president, mm-hmm. and kind of remove him as president. And it kind of seems like Pence does not want to do that. Kind of seems that he is, even though a lot of media coverage people are saying that Pence was angry, or he should be, because, you know, he was there while the whole riot was happening. And, you know, Pence is still going to the inauguration while Trump isn't. All of that, first off, it's like extremely childish. And I gotta say, glad we live in America. Imagine living in another country where you didn't have free speech.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as we clicked upload on this podcast, the next day we're just like, or maybe the next hour, we're in handcuffs. Yeah. No. But that just extremely childish. And they're even trying to go as far as not only using the 25th, but they also wanted to make it so that he doesn't even have the possibility of running again. And a lot of people are like, at that point, they're just trying to bury him, right? What do you think about that?
Okay. It makes sense as to why they would not want him to, like, be able to run again, because the man incited a riot. You cannot take that chance again. Because it's just like, oh, well, you know, he didn't win this election. There are still going to be people who support him, who will wait out the 4 years, who will continue to wait until this man decides to run again.
Yeah.
And it's just like, can you really take that chance? Because that's just people sitting on their, like, beliefs for 4 years or 8 years or how many other years until this man is able, like, decides to run again.
You know, I don't see 8 years being possible because Trump is old.
He is super old. 80-something. But listen, if someone wants to do something, it does not matter how long it takes. They will do it again. I'm just saying, like, if in the next 4 years he doesn't win again, then, you know, 8 years.
Yeah, but he'll just come back.
Like, you know, you can't take that chance. No. Like, the man incited a riot. People have been impeached for less.
Yeah.
They have literally been impeached for way less.
So part of it is, like, he, not only with the whole riot situation, or even, like you said, people will wait 4 years, and the way it is right now, he would undoubtedly win that as the, what's it called, Republican
nominee.
Yeah, definitely win as the Republican nominee, because he is the most popular candidate amongst Republicans. And a lot of Republicans right now. They're trying to impeach him, but a lot of Republicans will not back that because now they're kind of worried about their votes when it's time for them to run again as, let's say, governor or mayor or whatever they want to run as. Imagine, you know how people are, and they're like, you went against Trump, we don't want you as, you know, representing us because you don't represent our values. So part of it is like a lot of Republicans do believe that, like, he's wailing right now. They do believe that, but
I hope everyone understands that you mean, because I just felt like a whole lot of New Yorker in that. I hope a lot of people understand.
It's just, at that point, they don't want to take that risk of not being able to run again, you know? Which, I mean, I would completely understand. At that point, that's your job. And on a completely different note, I don't like the fact that so many of these, like, governors, Republicans, they're like 80. They're like 80s, 90s, 70 to, let's say just 70 to 90 year old. And you're thinking, like, I have to retire from my job at 65.
Yeah.
Most jobs. But you're having people who are 80 years old still running the country and making decisions for the next generation. Which, when you're thinking about it, we have so long to go until we get to that position. And by that time, our views don't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
And we're trying to convince a bunch of old people that what we're dealing with matters. And it's right now, you know. Trying to convince people that wrote letters that, you know, there's new ways of doing shit. But I could see that if, let's say, millennials or just anybody who's in their 30s, 40s right now, things like, if they can make immediate change, things like the Postal Service, immediately just deleted. You know, you don't need that. Because I hate having to send shit out. I hate when a thing is like, oh, send us a, what is it? Like, I had to do the money order?
Yeah.
That shit. Because you gave me a link to your website and then you told me mail you a money order for my application. Why not just take my money online? You know? Take my money right there.
Because some people prefer a money order, you know? Not everybody wants to, you know, put their information online.
And that's because the older generation is running shit. You know?
You say that, but I feel like if, like, we did get rid of the Postal Service, you would come to regret it.
Why?
It's okay, like, imagine there's a blackout or something, or mm-hmm. like something happens and technology is just not working, mm-hmm. but you need to do something, and it's just like there's no postal service for you to be able to be like, yo, here's my thing.
Well, that's the crazy thing, because right now the postal service is even online, so if you have a blackout, they are just,
yes, but I'm saying, know, like, they could mail it for you.
They can mail it, but, like, what if their system is down? They're just going to tell you, hey,
but
our,
like,
system is down.
Really,
we can't do,
like,
nothing for you.
Okay,
you
know? But, like...
But I do get your point, yes.
Like,
if something happens...
you need
yeah.
the postal service for...
Yeah.
Yes, it might be inconvenient having to go physically to go to the postal service. It's very inconvenient. But there are certain things where it's just like, yo, I really need the postal service right now. And I don't think that's something we should get rid of. Unless we're, like, super, like, 1,000% sure that whatever we're using in place of the postal service will make up for the lack of postal service.
So, I'm not talking about, like, packaging, right? Because I order a lot of shit online. I still want my packages, you know, sending out packages. I'm talking about the letter and that side of things.
Yes.
And I do get it. If there's a blackout, you need to send something out. Now... If there's a situation where there's a blackout that lasts, because now postal service is going to take days to deliver this mail, because the last thing I sent out took about a week and a half, right? Which was insane. I know COVID played a big part, but that was insane. And if I have a blackout, that's gonna last a week and a half. At that point, we're done for, you know? We have no technology for a week and a half. We're done. But back to the topic. I would say, like, they are trying to, like, I guess it makes sense. They want to impeach him. It's kind of like, today's the 12th. Biden is being inaugurated on the 20th. That's a week and a change, right? It's 8 days. And at that point, he's the president.
Yeah.
So now, imagine how, basically, we don't even want to wait 8 days. And that speaks volumes. Because it's like people are basically saying, like, we have 8 days to get rid of him, and we want to get rid of him sooner. That is a very bad way of looking at things. And even today, there's a lot of people that are defending Trump and saying that. Some people are saying he's going to prison. Some people are saying he's not. I don't think I'd say prison. If he's going to go to prison, he would have went to prison already, to be honest. But when you look at it as, like, a president incited a riot, that is something that is just, like,
not even, like, a riot in the streets, in the Capitol building.
In the Capitol, like,
that makes no sense.
You told people to attack the government. Like,
and they did.
And they did. So now imagine, like, what other
Black
type
Mirror
of thing
is this?
That's just this, so crazy.
There's some shit that would happen in Black Mirror.
Oh.
And live, like, even living in the U.S., I feel like other countries were just watching the U.S. What will happen in America today?
Yeah.
And that's crazy because I live here. I should be very, like, concerned about what is going to happen in the U.S. today. Yeah. But it's just like, wow. What is going to happen today? You know, plot twist. What is the next plot twist?
We're a comedy at this point, you know.
We're a dramatic comedy. Not even just comedy. It's just a dramatic comedy with, like, you know, some serious events happening. But overall, a joke.
So many things, like, you know, we're always saying, like, oh, we're the greatest country in the world. And, you know, as time goes, I mean, you really gotta think about that. Because of the whole situation with COVID, right? And this is probably, I was talking to my pops about this the other day. It's probably the most upsetting thing. You look at other countries that's handling COVID.
New Zealand.
And they're giving out their residents. Wait, why New Zealand?
New Zealand is doing great. I'm sorry. They
as
are
far
doing
as, what?
As far as COVID, they are thriving. They never had a mask mandate or anything. They never went into, like, quarantine.
Oh.
New Zealand is thriving.
They're doing, yeah.
I think they had, like, 45 people die.
Mm.
And that was it. That was it. Like, can I live in New Zealand?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't know. You know, I was really hoping that we'd take it. We'd do better, but nah. But yeah, like, when you're looking at other countries that's dealing with it, they're giving their residents, like, so much money a month because they know people need to survive, right? And they're giving people, like, 3, 4. I've seen that some countries go as high as, like, 8,000. Now, I don't know if that's, like, conversion rate,
yeah,
you know, or if that was converted to U.S. dollars, I would really have to look more into that. But they're giving their residents a lot of money monthly to survive, to live, right? And you look at the U.S., and they gave you $1,200 once, right? And people were happy about that, cool. But then, like, 6 months went by, and there was nothing. And then finally, there's more talk about another stimulus check coming out. And they give you $600. And you're just like, how? What are you supposed to do when you've gone 6 months? Some people didn't even really receive, like, unemployment. Yeah. So no unemployment. And you give them $600. And they had months upon months of unpaid rent and bills. What are you going to do with $600? And right now, it's winter time. People can't survive without heat. And I think part of it is like the landlords are kind of forced to give them heat, to give people heat, because you legally can't cut that off, right? But at the same time, it's like so many things are slowed down that by the time you really can do anything about it, the winter is pretty much over. You froze all yeah. winter. And, you know, it's just, what can you do? You know what I mean?
At this point, we just take it day by day in the U.S. And, you know, continuously, you know, people are upset, which I get, especially because it's like, if you're not working, you gotta pay rent, you're the breadwinner. Like, you're the person, like, making the money in your family. And then on top of that, if you have kids as well, it's just like, schools are closed. And now you gotta, like, figure out what to do about your children, because if you can't go back to work, what you gonna do with your kids? Because you can't leave your kids home alone. And it's not like, oh, let me hire a babysitter, because now you have somebody coming to your house during a pandemic. Which is iffy. Even if you know the person, it's still iffy.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, what the hell am I gonna do? Because I have to go to work, but I can't leave my kids alone. Because if they find out you left your kids alone,
oh, you asked.
That's an issue, because like, you can't leave children under a certain age at home alone. So now it's just like, my kids, providing for my kids, like, it's just a struggle.
Yeah.
And I really hope they come up with a better plan to deal with COVID and people, you know, who lost their jobs.
You would think that, but to be honest, like, we're a year in at this point, right? And it was basically this time last year that, you know, we kind of started looking at it a little bit more seriously.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, not seriously.
It was, well, I should say, like,
it was starting to kind of grow.
More cases were coming out from China, but like, nobody really cared, because it was just like, it's China.
It's not over
and
here.
And it's not over here. And then, like, February, late February, it was just like, oh, well, now it's over here.
All right, so
and March
say,
is really when shit hit the fan.
Let's say we are at least, we're like, or at least 9 months in at this point. And we're still where we are. And to think, like, oh, hopefully they have a better plan. This is the plan. There is no better plan.
The plan is basically, you know, the vaccines at this point. They're trying to roll them out as quickly as possible. But the thing is, a lot of people do not want to get vaccinated. With, you know, the vaccine came out way too soon. And yes, there is just like, this vaccine, how did it come out in the same year that the virus came out, when other vaccines took years to come out? But the thing is, it's just like, those were like, in the 60s, the 50s.
Yeah, I think we
got have
more,
better technology now to work faster. And then they're like, oh, some diseases still don't have a vaccine. And I'm like, you're acting like people are not working tirelessly every day trying to find a vaccine for that.
Like, I think, but part of it is like, those other things that don't have a vaccine did not spread, or doesn't have the capability of spreading like COVID did. And, you know, I was thinking about this, I guess, the other day, on like an alternate universe kind of, or just alternate reality, where we didn't do shit about it, right? Because there's a lot of things like Zika, we didn't really go into quarantine, Ebola, that didn't really spread as much at all, but it was, you know, scary. They talked about it on the news like crazy. But there's a lot of these things where they really, either they really hyped it up, and some of them, I think Zika got a couple million people, killed a couple million people, and I think it infected like 60 million people. So I was thinking, like, what if we didn't actually do the whole quarantine and mandate thing, mask mandate, or just any of that, and we just let COVID run its course? How bad would we do at that point?
It'd be so bad, because at this point, you literally cannot leave your house.
Yeah.
Like, we thought it was bad when people were, like, mass buying things before. If we never did anything about it, it's just, like, literally, leaving your house is just, like, a fight for your life. Literally, it's just, like, a scary movie at that point. Because it's just, like, you gotta have your mask on. but stores are overcrowded or like they're empty, so you just left your house for no reason. Anything you touch, you gotta clean, you gotta make sure you're not touching anything. It'll literally be a struggle.
But now, think about the survival rate there. Because if you look at it, COVID has like a 70-ish percentage or survival rate, right? Where the infected or the dead don't reach anywhere near the number of the infected.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say it's like a, I don't remember if it is a 30% fatality, but 70%, I mean, at that point, it kind of sounds like if we had no technology, we had no medicine, really, it would be 70% would survive, 30% would not make it. And then...
Yes, but this isn't our first coronavirus.
What do you mean?
We've had two before. There was SARS in 2002. Coronavirus is a type of virus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our second, like, no, technically this is our third, but the way it's labeled, it's our second variation, because SARS happened, and this is, like, a variation of SARS.
I see.
And we also had MERS in, like, the 2010s area in the Middle East. This is, like, our third coronavirus at this point.
Mm. This one's just worse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that, there's a lot to consider. Kind of deviated from the original topic, but kind of, I mean, covered what we wanted to, right?
Yeah.
Trump, they want to impeach him even though he has 8 days left at the time of this recording. There was something else, though. Then we went over 25th, which makes sense. I would have thought that Pence would have jumped at the opportunity, but also I don't think it's only like Pence can do it. I think it has to be Pence and his party, like his what do they call it? You have his, is it his closet? It's not his closet, right?
Cabinet.
His cabinet. Same thing. Cabinets are just smaller closets. So
okay.
So, yeah, it has to be Pence and, like, his closet that...
His cabinet.
Yeah, I know, all right. So, it has to be him and his cabinet, aka closet, that will, I guess, vote and say that he's no longer, you know, fit. But I guess that just sounds like the way we've been moving, all of that sounds like something that would take longer than 8 days. Kind of sounds like they don't even want to bother doing any of that, and I guess it's just not gonna happen. I don't remember how they said they planned or tried or were gonna try to make it so that he can't run for president, but who knows? They really, really, really want to bury him at that point. That's basically what they're trying to do, is just bury him. Not even, I don't know, because it is very likely that in 4 years we're gonna see Trump for
2024.
2024. So we'll see. Hopefully that's not the case. Honestly, I thought Trump was just gonna win again, and since he didn't, he had a fit, and that fit caused lives, endangered a bunch of politicians. I think probably the worst part about it, which is why they're moving so hard, is because he endangered politicians' lives. Because imagine if it was just people. They'd be like, oh, no. You know? But politicians were in there, and they're like, damn, that was us. Like, you went too far, you know? But that's going to be the end of our... that's going to be the end of our episode.
Thank you for listening. Depending on where you're listening to this from, like, leave a comment, tell us what you liked about this episode, what you would like us to talk about, and your opinions about what we talked about as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.